Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, and we'll open it up for Q&A.
We conquered human nature. That's been our mission for 4 weeks. Every game that we played, we tried to find a spin, which is very easy because we all have human nature things that happen. And tonight, conquering human nature was as big as the other 3 weeks in the tournament. In the fourth quarter, I thought they hit some almost undefendable shots. One time, Matt Labus had his hand up and was contesting, and the young man drained like a 24-footer. Human nature says, this isn't our night. This team's a team of destiny. We've been reading about it and hearing about it now for 3 weeks. Never hung their heads. They got back and did what they're supposed to do and kept battling until they got the lead. And like they've done the whole tournament, they put them away at the end, just like Tri-West. Tri-West and Griffith are very similar in regards to those kind of games. And down most of the second half and found a way to win. And once we got the lead, extended it. Wasn't pretty, but I thought our turnovers in the first three quarters really hampered our chances to win. And in the fourth quarter, I thought the fundamentals we've done for 91 practices and in the summer and their individual workouts paid off.
Pete, you talked earlier this week about Griffith maybe not being a great outside shooting team. They come out and just scorch it from three. How did you maybe try to combat that, or did you just maybe hope that at some point they start missing them?
I just hope they would start missing some, because their percentages in the third quarter were, I don't know what it was exactly, but boy, I thought we've got good defensive position and they just nailed some shots, but we hung in there. We came down and executed a lot. You know, we had a few turnovers. They were really quick. My gosh, their quickness. We can't simulate that in practice. We haven't seen a team that quick since the regular season, and not controlled quickness. We had some quickness in the sectional, but not controlled quickness like that. So I don't know if I answered your question, Kyle.
Yeah.
I tried to. Okay. Richie.
Yeah, you mentioned the Tri-West game. How much did that help you, I guess, not panic in the last couple minutes when you were down by 3 points?
Well, I'm sure experience-wise it helped us, but these guys haven't panicked. I mean, I'm going to turn over to Cam sometime, but, I mean, Cam's played in a lot bigger crowds than this in his soccer experience, and boy, I thought he played like a champion today at point guard. But, you know, he and Matt made great decisions in the press breaker. We got Christian back in there to make free throws in the press breaker. We're trying to get the ball to him a lot, and just tried to finish it out once we got the lead.
Matt, are you tired? 32 minutes, 29 points, 14 rebounds.
Yeah, in a game like this, there's not enough time to be tired. We get those TV timeouts, which help a lot, but. Adrenaline pumping so much, such a big game. Knowing it's the last 32 minutes that me and these other seniors are going to play was really, it just kept me going and it kept us all going.
Pete, can you kind of speak to Matt's performance? He's been tough in the tournament and then tonight.
He's been great in the tournament. He's been great the second half of the year. He probably doesn't agree with him, but I thought at the start of the year, no matter how much we were trying to get him to take over this team as a leader, he wasn't quite ready for some reason. I mean, he just wasn't. We didn't have that. Terre Haute South game, we kind of broke it down, decided among everybody how we're going to do it, and then I saw him evolve after that. I mean, we had some setbacks, but a lot of it, Christian had a concussion and he missed a couple weeks and he probably came back too early. Our trainer says okay, but I mean, he wasn't ready to play probably. But he evolved into a leader. He took control of this team, and everyone else took accountability for this team because he took over the team. And last year he had Witt and Aaron and Chris to just kind of bring a nice group to let them lead, and I'm going to be okay. And I think he got it figured out the second half. He was tremendous.
Can you obviously this is the way you want it to end, but can you kind of breathe a sigh of relief now because of the court ruling and all that stuff? And now you are the
didn't affect us. I mean, Mark, we just played the game.
It doesn't matter now, does it?
No. I mean, it's been a long week. Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, I think some things were taken out of content this week of what I tried to say when I was asked the question by guys at my table. And I'm not going to change any of my statements. It's just that I did not imply some of the things that Al wrote up Northwest Indiana. I didn't say that. But it kind of came out that way, and I got some pretty mean texts from some people in Griffith. But,
Two rings in 4 years, that's pretty good.
Well, the 2 years we didn't get them in 4A, we got beat by number one both time. Mount Vernon the first year when they were number one, and last year a great Greensburg team. But we had a really good team last year, but this team is a great team.
So now you get to look forward to going to 4A next year. Unless they change the rules, I don't think you can do that.
No, it's worth it to win the state championship. We'll give it our best for 2 years, and we play a predominantly 4A schedule anyway, as you've made great reference to in the newspaper. So, Richie?
It's for Matt Wavis. You know, first of all, congratulations on the Mental Attitude Award.
Thank you.
How much you sum up your career? You've kind of been a really good base for your capital guy in athletics the past 4 years. How much you sum up your high school experience?
Just doing whatever it takes to win. Just doing everything for the team, not for myself, whether it be football, basketball, or baseball. Just trying to be a leader and lead by example. I'm not an overly loud guy. And for basketball, I just try to do the little things like play defense, get rebounds, get loose balls, and
make a big three when he's open, when the play was there.
That's my role on the team is not to score, but like I got to be a leader since I'm a senior. I've been playing for 3 years now in varsity, so I know all these guys look up to me, and I look up to all these guys too. I mean, we're a big family, and we've been playing like that for the past few weeks.
Coach, your bench has been really incredible through the tournament, the games I've seen anyway, and always somebody the big shot. Matt Godfrey makes two of them.
Mass had a big bucket there. We got a rotation. I mean, people could sit in the crowd the last month and a half and know when I was going to sub, and the guys figured it out and no complaints and accepted their roles. I mean, Alex Mazanowski started the whole year, and then at the sectional time, I didn't think he was running right, which we found out he's got a little bit of a meniscus tear, so I made the change, and that didn't interrupt us at all. Nick Schneider came in and did a great job, and Mass took his role coming off the bench and blocking shots and making some big baskets. He had four rebounds off the bench tonight. That was great. So we called those guys the two-headed monster at forward opposite. So.
Yeah, Mass, you're in a unique position where you guys just say you won as a part of the freshman team as part of the senior, You know, did you ever think coming into the school that you would get to state championship?
Now, coming to the school, the farthest game I ever got was a regionals. So I never thought I would get the opportunity in freshman year. We made an incredible run and won state. And I knew after that we'd have three special years coming up. And I can't believe that we won twice.
For Christian or Cam, that backdoor play you guys had to take the lead, was that something that you just saw happen that kind of transpired there?
Well, actually, I came over to the bench and we ran it about, I would say, 2 minutes before, and coach kind of looked at Christian. He was like, "Were you open?" And he was like, "Yeah, I was open." So when he called the play, I knew that the guy was going to bite. And I knew he was going to be open. I mean, it's a play that if you talk to teams around where we live, they know it. I mean, they know we're gonna run it. But you know, coach talked about all week, you know, the backdoor is going to be open. They like to overcommit, and so I knew it was going to be open. Munson and I, just we've been playing together since fifth grade, and I knew it was going to be there, so we finished it.
Pete, it seemed like after that, Labus hit that three, and then after that backdoor play, you know, the momentum was pretty much on your side. Could you kind of feel it at that point, maybe, that you had it?
With this group, I did. Yeah, I'm not trying to sound overconfident, but I felt pretty good that we're going to get a couple stops, force them to take maybe a bad shot or two, and they did come up with a rebound. And I mean, we weren't perfect down the stretch, but we were pretty good down the stretch. You know, for that kind of situation and game experience, I thought it was good. We did some great stuff in the end.
Coach, when you guys were up by five, after they hit the three-pointer to get down by three, and then you guys put it back up by five with the free throws, did you expect them to try to take the three-point shot, or were you anticipating them to try to extend the game? What did you tell your kids as far as what to do on defense in that huddle coming out of that timeout?
Oh, an interesting conversation, because we talked as a group much better than we did in the middle of the year. We talked as a group, and Matt was saying, you know, don't let them shoot the three. If they drive past them, I'll block it. You know, I'll stop them. And the guys did it. They took some, a couple bombs, and we came up with a rebound. So,
and then,
I told the coaches earlier this today. This has been a year I've kind of made some changes in coaching, and it's because of the credit these guys. I'm more of a control freak, and I kind of let them go the last, after that Terre Haute South meeting, we had a 45 minute closed door after we lost to South. Very good team, but we just weren't on the same page. And I think I went and got a soda, and we just kind of waited until they got done, and they came back, the captains came back and talked to us, and I kind of lightened up a little bit. And I don't know if it worked or not, but it sure worked for them. So.
And you said that you kind of felt, not to be overconfident, but that you knew in a moment when you could kind of exhale. Specifically for you, Matt, and you as well, when did you feel as players, before your rebound, like 11 seconds, you know, much before that, when you kind of could, okay, I think, you know, we got this. Because you guys were jubilation on the sideline with 59 seconds left, then they hit that three and go down by three, and kind of was back and forth. But when did you finally get to just take a deep breath, like, wow, we're state champs?
On the final buzzer, rang. You know, we knew we were playing a tough team. they were drilling threes from deep all game, and we knew that in the blink of an eye, if we let them, they could come back. And so, like I said, we couldn't let our guard down for not even 10 seconds. So, you know, once that final buzzer sounded, that's when we all went, whew. It was just great.
Yeah, when I saw them kind of just walk the ball up, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, they were conceding. They didn't think it was. That was great. I was real happy to see that. Because I agree, we always play to the buzzer, no matter what.
Pete, was there anything extra you had to tell the team about this week because of the stuff leading up to the game? Or did you even, you know, was that a concern at all going into?
No. I mean, I talked to him one day, I think it was Friday, when we got back from the luncheon. We came in, we got the T-shirts. Nike gave us some really nice T-shirts that we didn't wear because North Carolina lost him and somebody else lost him. So, but Xavier lost him that first night, so we didn't wear him tonight. But I gave him the shirts and I just said, guys, some of them did great, and some guys up Northwest is like really made it kind of interesting and not really construed the way I was trying to say it, but they were okay. They knew it was just a game. That's all we talked about was the game. I mean, they were good players. I mean, yeah. They were really good players.
Matt, how tough were the Murphy twins? I mean, you were kind of battling there with them pretty much all night, but you know, how tough of a matchup were they?
They're incredible, both of them. Playing them, you know, with both of them in the game, you know that they're going to block shots, they're going to make big plays, and you always got to be aware of where they are because they work so well together. They're a great duo. Obviously, you know, when the juniors are coming back again, they're going to be so tough next year. Good luck to the people who got to play them both. But no, it was tough. It was a battle the whole game, and I knew them from before, so I knew they weren't going to give up or concede at all, and I knew they were going to make big plays down the stretch, and we just had to weather the storm and just fight back.
On the flip side of that, a lot of times they high-load us, and Nick did a great job. I think start of the third quarter, they tried to high-low us, and we made a steal. He fronted, did a really good job, and they're really tough to defend, especially when they're hitting outside shots like that.
With everything that did go on shaking hands line, what was said as far as competitor, once the game was over, that you can attribute to their characters as players from them to you guys? I saw there was a passing in the hall, too. Was there anything you guys can speak to that?
Yeah. They're a great group of guys. I mean, yeah. Nothing but nice things were said. They no talking on the court. They're great guys, good character guys. Obviously have great leadership after everything they've been through. And it really showed because they made it all the way. I don't know if you guys want to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, I was going at it. I don't know the kid's name, but with number three. And, you know, to say Hayden, yeah. We were going at it all night. And there was a point in time where, you know, I crossed him up and he kind of did something. He just kind of just smiled. I was like, that's a good move. And then he got me back. So, I mean, it was all, you know, it was a basketball game, you know. At the end of it, I forgot about all the articles, everything that was said. It was 5-on-5. Nick kept telling us that the entire game. It's just a game. Those guys are great kids and great basketball players.
Kelvin, are you going to play basketball next year?
I do not know. I got to, you know, figure that out.
You said if you wanted to stay, I'll probably play.
Yeah, I know. But I got to figure that out. I got to talk to my soccer coaches, college coaches, you know, and look at all my options. So
I think they'd like to have you.
Well, you know, I love all these guys, so it's always an option.
AJ?
Hey, you guys have a tribute being on spring break, maybe you just win, too.
Tribute being on spring break.
We had a lot of fun.
I heard guys though also say that they wish they were kind of in routine a little bit, but they had a lot of fun. They went laser tagging one week.
We went bowling.
Laser tagging, the movies.
I don't know about these guys, but last weekend in semi-stay, like, you know, we had a small student section, and something that was driving me was I wanted our student section to be here because, you know, our school's a big family, you know, 750 of us, we're all one, so I really wanted them to be here, and I wanted those guys to come back. So being on spring break, we had a lot of fun together, but we wanted those guys to come home so we could celebrate the win with them.
If you flip it around, just my take, if we would have played that Griffith team and then the brawl happened, we would have never thought it would have happened. I mean, what I'm saying is their personality and conduct was tremendous. I mean, so that must have been just a really high rival game because they were tremendous sports on the court. And
Hammond started it.
Any more questions, gang?
Yeah, hey, Matt, did you ever imagine you'd be number one in the state and number one in the classroom?
No, I mean, it's obviously something that you
would fix that little hairdo for you.
Do I have a hairdo right now? I don't know. I work super hard in the classroom. I try to I try to just get straight A's, and I've been able to do that my whole high school career.
I heard you were a really good student, but I didn't know you were number one. Anything for that? I mean,
no. I get personal, yeah, it's just hard work every night, time management. That's just key to doing what I do.
That's a great accomplishment. That's really cool.
Coach, gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Go in. I'm sorry.
Just ask, here's someone.